Okay, coming up next, this young lady, I met her in a podcast room as well. In case you guys haven't figured this out, if you're in business and you're trying to make connections, you know, one of the best ways to make connections now is join groups on the internet. You know, join groups that have like things in common. If you're starting a podcast, join podcast groups. If you're trying to be a chef, join, you know, cooking groups and learn about recipes and share all that stuff. So I met this young lady, Cindy, and she sent me her bio. And I said, you do what with numbers? And how does that work? And what does that have to do with my business? And she came on the show, and you can check it at Expert Talk with Tego. She came on the show and just blew me away. And she's also a member of our summit. I want to welcome her to our wonderful live stream. Hey, Cindy, what's happening?
Oh my gosh, Tego, I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. So what's going on with you? Are you're not moved yet, because we're going through the whole move thing. We're kind of vicariously living through your life. So.
Right? I'm hanging out at my mom's house. She's away, so I kind of stole her house for a week.
Ah, so yeah. When's the party? I'll be over.
Well, I came down with a head cold over the weekend, so you might not want to come over.
Yeah, I'm not coming over. That's not happening. You know me. I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to go to the grocery store during COVID. So I'm definitely not coming to, what, Canada? Yeah, no. Not even driving there. And I believe the borders are closed to us. They got a sign that says we are not welcome. So
yeah.
I couldn't crawl in if I wanted to. Not with these bad knees.
No.
So let's talk about numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Quantum numerologist.
I need to go back.
You can just call me the numbers girl.
She's a numbers girl. You know, I immediately I hear the after school special the minute I, you know, see you come up on the screen. You know, it's like 369, 1218. It goes right through my head. So tell me share with us, for the people that don't know, what is a quantum numerologist?
Well, that's an interesting and loaded question. But numerology is nothing but a mathematical code. So when we look at everything is energy on the planet, we are energy, the things around us are energy, everything has a vibrational frequency to it. And that vibrational frequency can be measured using a mathematical code. Mm-hmm. So as a quantum numerologist, there's many different layers that I can dive into and look at. But for simplicity's sake, I use your date of birth. And from that date of birth, I can tell you a lot about the foundation of your personality, who you are, how you best show up in the world, and how to really move that out so that you can stay in alignment and make the best choices for you when it comes to your business.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. She just went through that like,
Well, you know. I am an expert at it.
You are an expert at it. And when you were on the show as a guest, and like I said, you guys can check out her interview. I'll show you where the web address is. You can check out our interview on Expert Talk with Tego. When you were a guest on the show, you came along and you said, you know, if you give me your birthday, I'm like, okay, now she's going to sell me something. If you give me your birthday, I can do this thing. And I went, what is she doing? But I gave you my birthday,
mm-hmm.
and you set up this meeting call, and sure enough, you told me things that I know you couldn't have gotten from a family member, because most of my family is gone. I have a wonderful uncle who's probably watching right now, but I know he didn't talk to you, and I've got cousins, and I know they didn't talk to you. So tell me why the birthday is so important, and then I remember, I'm learning. I've got
this
numerology thing down for like numerology 101 minus two.
That's right.
About the code that you're born with. Let's just talk about those two things real quick.
Yeah, so your date of birth kind of gives us this pinpoint where we can look at that mathematical code. Now, the math is really complicated. It's beyond my understanding. It is quantum physics mathematics that we're looking at. And so for simplicity's sake, like I said, we just use that date of birth. So we take the month, the day, and the year, and we break those numbers down and we just add them together and it creates a number. And that number tells us so much about that pinpoint of when you were born. So it kind of gives us a starting point into all of the math, because there's so many different layers that we could, there's a lot of rabbit holes we could dive down. But again, we want to keep it simple. And especially for when I meet people like you who've had no experience with this before, mm-hmm. I don't want to overwhelm you with all the things, right? And even that report that I delivered to you, you were like, wait, what?
Right. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what does that mean? Did you freeze? Or is it?
Nope. Me?
Okay. So what does that mean? That code. I mean, they didn't put a barcode on my butt when I was born. You know, my grandson, I checked him from head to toe. He has no barcode on his butt, even in this day and age. So what does that mean when you say you're born with a code? How do you know where it's at? What is it?
It's a mathematical code, a quantum code. It's not easy to just define what that code is, but I look at it as a quantum code, your energetic code. So we are electromagnetic beings, and we have a torus field that runs around us. That field, Heart Math Institute can measure this field 9 meters outside the body. I think that's 27 feet for Americans. Okay. So that's a pretty big circumference that's around you that can be measured using solid science. In that field, you have this, what I call a quantum code, that is fully mathematical. Does that help?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it helps a lot. Okay. It really, really does help. So how does that, because I actually, you know, we changed our summit date, and I'm going to put up the dates because we pushed it back.
Yes, but
because the reason we pushed it back, I mentioned it earlier, there are several people that have their summits and have events on the same dates, and we just didn't want to be a competition with them. And because I'm actually a guest on their events, I didn't want to compete with what was going on with my friend's events. So we moved it down to November 16th and 17th. But before we did that, I actually reached out to you and said, okay, math number genius lady, we need dates. And you went, okay, no problem. And told me a bunch of stuff, sent me a text message. I immediately sent it to Ann, who understood it. And I said, okay, we're going to pick a date. You told me you would figure it out. She figured it out. And we picked the 16th through the 18th of November. And you said those dates are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Why are those dates perfect?
Well, there was a few different things that I look at. And so just like we can predict the weather, we can predict the stock market, we can also predict the energetic forces that are around us as we navigate our day to day. And that's one of my favorite things to do, is this forecasting. Mm-hmm. So I can look ahead and I can look at each of the day energy. So each, just like every person carries a code, so does every day of the week. Mm-hmm. And so I can look at that energy. I can look at the monthly energy and the yearly energy. I was also looking at Mercury retrograde. That's a whole different topic.
Yes, but you got to those two words and I went, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm looking at all of this information and just determining based on the energy that you want to put forward with the summit, the energy of the people that are coming into the summit, the intention behind the summit, and looking at the energetic code of the dates you chose to make sure that they're in alignment and are going to be supportive of that intention.
See, this is why I sent this to Ann. Because she reads all this, she understands it, she tried to break it down for me. I'm a computer geek. What do I know? You know, I'm a computer geek that just so happens to sit on screens all the time here lately. But you break this down even further, and you, in our summit that's coming up, you really go in on how to explain it. Believe me, you guys, I'm actually better now than I was before we did those interviews.
Yeah.
But you also have a program that you're putting together right now, right?
Yes.
So what's the program?
Yeah. So there's a free offer for those of you who are just kind of wanting to explore it and get to know it. And in that freebie, I'm actually teaching you how to calculate that monthly and daily energy. So you get a calendar, you can do the math yourself. It's not hard math. Trust me, I hated math when I was in high school. It's the easiest math ever. And I'm going to break that down so that you can calculate the monthly and daily energy for yourself and get to know what that rhythm feels like as you go throughout your month. And you can start to utilize the energy of each day to leverage that for your success. I also give you kind of a brief overview of what all the numbers mean, so you're not just winging it. You'll have a clue as to what each day number means, in a sense. Obviously, I'm not going to share everything because it's a very intuitive science. But from that freebie, you'll get a very clear sense of your rhythm throughout the month. From there, you have the opportunity to join the Self-Mastery Sandbox, and this is where you're going to discover all of the pieces of you, the foundation of your personality. It is a six-week course based on the six stages of universal transformation. It will give you all of the pieces of numerology that you will get a very clear understanding of who you are, how you show up in the world, and if you're in alignment with that. And then from there, you get to join the Prosperity Playground, which is a membership program where you get access to me. There's Q&A sessions. So all the questions that you're going to have about the numbers, you can come to those Q&A sessions and pick my brain. And there's all sorts of new moon, full moon readings, lots of forecasting in that group as well. And then wow. It goes from there into wealth activation and all sorts of different things.
So, you know, before you guys write me and say, what is she talking about? One, your first homework assignment, go back and watch the Expert Talk interview on Expert Talk with Tego. That's start there. Then, you know, come to the summit in November. It's 16th, 17th, 18th, because, well, between her and Anne, they picked the perfect days. All I know is the day after my birthday, so I didn't have to work the weekend. That's all I care about. Three. If you can't wait until November, because it's a month from now and you really, really want to know, how do they get in touch with you, Cindy?
They can find me on Facebook. I'm all over Facebook. I also have my own podcast, Rebel Radio. And you can email me, info@cindyvanarnum.com.
Say that one more time.
info@cindyvanarnum.com.
There you go.
Which is also my website.
Let's talk about Rebel Radio real quick, because you got to go, I know. Tell me about your podcast, when it airs, and what's it all about?
So it airs every Monday on the podcast on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific. It is a podcast for emerging entrepreneurs. We talk about self-mastery. We talk about numerology. We talk about what it takes to be an entrepreneur in the online space. So definitely all of the guest interviews, all of those pieces. It is Rebel Radio, so it's not edited. It is what it is, and it's a beautiful thing. F-bombs get dropped, so it's not safe for work. But it is a lot of fun.
It's the headset.
Well, that's right.
The headset's a four.
That's right.
So let's wait. Before I let you go, you know, we're talking about Rebel. We got to talk about you're coming into the nation. You're coming into Pod Nation, right? Yeah, you're going to bring in how many seasons are you bringing in?
So far, there's three seasons, and it's just going to keep going.
So, see, now, before you guys write me, look, you go watch the show. Then you come to the summit. In between that, you can contact her directly all over social media. That's how I found her. Or you can very soon see her on Pod Nation TV, on Roku and Amazon Fire. We're everywhere, just about everywhere in the world. So there's no reason why you can't connect with Cindy. And then you guys understand the number thing a little bit better than I do, and give Anne a little help, because I kind of go to her like I'm in a different country and I don't speak the language. I talk to Cindy and then I call her and go, this is what she said. Break it down for me in English. And she goes, it's exactly what she said. What's the problem? And I'm like, I got to be missing something. It can't be that easy.
It is that easy.
Wow. You are the best. I hope you feel better. Thank you for coming and joining us on our little journey. As we get ready to venture forward yet again into a new journey of Pod Nation TV and having your show, The Rebel, you know, Rebel being on there is going to be like, that's going to be awesome. And you're going to bring new content on there as well. So that's going to be the bomb. You are the best. Thank you for being part of our inner circle. And I will talk to you soon.
Thank you. It's been an honor.